If you have your Bibles this morning, we call your attention to Paul's writing to the Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I read verses 1 and 2. The 12th chapter of Hebrews, the Bible reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Supporting scripture from Philippians 3:13 and 14. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." On the basis of those verses, if we are to use a thought or a theme this morning, we like to speak from the thought, making preparations for the press. Making preparations for the press. For truly, if it had not been for the Lord, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who was on our side, where would we be this morning? And I thank God for how he blesses us with such a gifted choir to open up their mouths for the Lord and just lift up the mighty name of Jesus in song. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for our musicians this morning, for all of those that are praying and touching and agreeing and trusting God to do the things that need to be done. God has blessed us, and when I stand before this great household of faith, I can't help but just glorify the Lord thy God for his goodness and his mercy. I realize that God has looked beyond our faults, and I know that there's a need for a blessing this morning, because I am one that stands in need of a blessing myself. Anybody in here need a blessing this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to inform you that you are in the right place, and it could be your time to be next in line for your miracle. The miracle will not come from me. The miracle comes from the Almighty God. Anybody really believe in the power of God, that God is a God that can do anything? If you are trusting God to be your God that can do anything but fail, then whatever it is that you want from God this morning, all you got to do is just reach out and grab it. It's yours for the asking. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say it may not come when he wants it, but he's always on time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Last Sunday, as we sort of beat things up a little early, and we started service early, but the Lord truly blessed anyhow. And this week, we're here. We're here to make preparations for the press. I'm here this morning. I'm here to solicit some help. For I realize that I cannot make this journey all by myself. God, in his love, in his mercy, in his compassion, has allowed us to come to the last day, the last Sunday of the year of our Lord, 2006. And I'm sure that many could join in with the psalmist that would say, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come." Somebody in here can say, from January through December, I caught hell. Didn't know how I was going to make it, but I'm still here. Anybody glad to just be still here? Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter what condition I might be in this morning, I might be broke, I might have a reasonable portion of health and strength, but I'm still here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't make no difference how many bills I got unpaid, I'm still here. Hallelujah. Somebody jump on the bandwagon that I've had my share of life's ups and downs. Seemed like every time I got one thing worked out, something else was already on my plate. Anybody in here know anything about that? By the time you got through January, February, March, and April, and the springtime, and everything seemed to spring up and everything was springing out, and all of a sudden you went right back down to the gutter. But then, I believe somebody could say my good days outweigh my bad days. 365 days in the year, think about it. You might have caught hell. You may have had some hard time, been back and forth to the doctor, in and out of the hospital. But your good days outweigh your bad days. Something about a good day will make you appreciate having a bad day. Because if you never had a bad day, you don't know how to appreciate a good day. But there's somebody in here this morning that about every day your body is in some type of pain. One day the pain is severe. One day the pain is not quite as bad. But every day that you have an opportunity to say, I'm yet counted amongst the living, that's a good day. Tell me any day above ground is a good day. I even believe that we have somebody that have sort of set back, have decided I'm going to give God a real try. I've been going through many different things in my life, and I've tried so many things to find peace, to find that thing to make me feel some sense of worth, and I decided that I'm going to just give the Lord a try. And in the midst of you sitting back and giving God a try, you found out that God blessed you even in the midst of your lowest situation. When you were going through your baddest situation, when you were catching what we call hell, God still blessed you. And in the midst of all the dark clouds, maybe I couldn't see it, but somebody saw a bright side somewhere. Anybody in here have just sort of let God have it and just say, Lord, I'm going to just see what you're going to do. And God came to your rescue, that one that told you that you were never going to be nothing. But God came back and showed you that if you ask anything in my name, I love you enough that I'll bless your very soul. That's the kind of God that I serve this morning. That's why I'm glad to be here this morning to say that God will answer your prayer. God will see you through. God is here with us even right now on December the 31st, 2006. I'm glad to say that the blood is yet running warm in my veins. And I feel like running on. See what the end going to be for myself. I know what mom and them said, but I can't live on what mom and them said. I got to do some living for myself. Somebody in here working and walking on the prayers of mama and them and grandma and them and pastor so-and-so. But how many of you took time out to pray today for yourself? Took time out to tell the Lord, Lord, I just want to thank you for another day's journey. No matter whom you are or what you've been going through, you know that God is a mighty good God. God, as we celebrated his birth, then we think about his life. That celebration of life yet goes on. And as we are journeying through these last hours of our Lord 2006, going into the hours of 2007, we're here this morning. No guarantee you're going to be here when the clock switches over. But being that God has allowed me to get this close, it's the last day. Can't do nothing else this year. Everything that I've done throughout the year of 2006, I can't go back and change it. I can't erase it. I can't make it go away, whether it's good or whether it's bad. You can't do nothing with yesterday. Those of you that are sitting here with your head hung down about yesterday, I want you to shake it off and let it go and look up to the hill from which cometh your help, and know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And on this day, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm looking forward to going over into the year of 2007, if the Lord's will. And I'm excited because when I think of our Lord and Savior's the year 2007, the number seven is a spiritual number. The number seven is a sacred number amongst the Hebrew people. It symbolizes perfection, fullness, abundance. It symbolizes rest and completion. So now, I am trusting and believing God that God is going to show himself strong in our behalf. As we journey in 2007, being that this is a year where we can have completeness, this is a year where we can have an abundance, this is a year where we need to stop sitting back waiting on tomorrow and move forward. Some of you have been waiting on a blessing. What God wants you to do is just get up off of your stool of do nothing and walk towards your blessing. You better claim your blessing this morning. Don't just sit there and wait on it to fall out of the sky. If you want it, ask for it and act like you want to have it. One thing is for sure, we must remember that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are fellow workers together to make up the body of Christ. And one of my favorite scriptures in this particular time of year is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things shall be added unto you. Jesus was saying, stop worrying about the necessities of life. It is needless to worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to put on. Some of us, we miss our blessing because we are still around the house looking for something to put on. A lot of us wouldn't be late if we just had a mind to just get up and put on some clothes. Every week we got to look a certain kind of way. It's all right to think well of yourself, but don't think so much about yourself that you forget who you belong to. Don't forget when the word of God and when we say that you need to come just as you are, I'm not talking about what you got on your back. I'm talking about whatever condition your soul might be in. You just drag it on in the house of God anyhow. Don't worry about that critic that's worrying about what you did last night. You cannot change what you did last night. You better utilize the gift that God has given you on today. This is the day that God has made, and we got to learn how to sow some good seeds. Bible tells us that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I'm looking for some workers this morning. I'm looking for somebody that is willing to start on this press with me in 2007 and go all the way. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to say, I love God enough that I'll stand up for God. God does not want somebody that's going to be wishy-washy. Straddle the fence, half warm, half cold. You don't know whether you're going or whether you're coming. If you say that God will make a way, then you ought to live like God will make a way. If you say, I trust that God is my leader and my God, then do not think that you can do it all by yourself. Let the Lord lead and direct your very path this morning. I'm looking out in a vineyard this morning that is full of work. But my workers. My workers are quite few. So what God wants us to do this morning is to begin to make the preparations for the press. And our press is the goal that we have in mind. And my goal is that when I lay down to die, that one day whenever God cracks open the sky, when he calls us back to meet him, that I'll hear him say, well done. My goal is to go to heaven one day. Anybody got heaven on their mind? I want to let you know you're not going to get there half-stepping. You're not going to get there going when you want to go. You got to learn how to go when you don't feel like going. You got to learn how to praise him when you don't feel like praising. You got to learn how to just really mean from your heart, hallelujah, anyhow. May not have a lot in my pocket, but hallelujah, anyhow. Glory, glory, glory. As we consider words such as preparation, and press. Preparation means a preparing or being prepared. A preparatory measure. Sometimes you have to take necessary measures in order for something to come to pass. When you make preparations for something, somebody got to put some prayer in it. You can't just jump up and say, we're going to do this and think it's just going to happen. That's why I tell the choir all the time, don't come in half step with choir rehearsal depending on the spirit to bring it in on Sunday morning. You got to diligently work for it. When you can't get the note, stay there till you get the note. If it's just one note that you need to work on, if you stay there long enough to get that one note, once you cross that border, everything else is just going to fall into place. But every time you stop and don't make necessary preparations, then you're just willing and walking, just like the blind leading the blind. Unless you take time out to study the word of God, how are you going to tell somebody what God's word says? When we talk about press, press means to act on with steady force or weight, to entreat persistently, to go forward with determination, to urge on. Sometimes you need a little urging. Y'all not, but you do. Why is it that we, the people of God, that God has blessed beyond measure? Why does somebody have to tell us, is anybody in here love the Lord, in order for you to give God some praise? Why do we have to have a praise team to sort of get your mind on one accord when you ought to come in here with a praise? Anybody come in the house with a praise this morning? Anybody come in with their minds already made up that I'm going to serve God anyhow? I want to let you know that you're not here all by yourself. Paul said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, you give me just a minute to kind of build this. What we are doing, we are making preparations for the press. The press is our goal towards heaven. In order for us to make the necessary preparations, first of all, we got to get rid of some things. The Bible says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with such a greater cloud of witnesses. Every one of us is a witness. Knows as we are, we ought to witness something. But how many of you have witnessed the presence of God? How many of you witnessed how God has came in and did something in your life that you know nobody else could do? How many of you know this morning that you can be down on the bed of affliction and the doctor can shake his head and say that this is your last week or next week or down the road, but you're yet still here? That lets me know that God is a doctor that we need to listen to. When we began to make our preparation, we got to understand that we got to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you want an example of how to live right, then you better look to Jesus. If you're looking to man, you're looking in the wrong direction. You better learn how to look to God and know that God will make everything come out all right. Don't you know when I look here at the word of God, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I found out that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, and all the Lord had done in our life, somebody ought to know God as their personal Savior. Somebody ought to make up their mind on this last day of the year. For God, I'll live, and for God, I'll die. I'm not going to start out in January and somewhere down the road sit down and say what they did. But I got my mind made up that I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. See, when I look in the Word of God, Paul realized that I done come a mighty long way, but I'm not boasting about my accomplishments. I'm not boasting about what I've already done. Those things that I've done, let that be done. But I'm glad this morning to know that God gave me another day. And on this day that God has made, on December the 31st, 2006, I stopped by to let somebody know it's time to make some preparation. You better lay aside every weight. It's that time of the year when you forget about all the food you've been eating, and it's time to shake some of it off. But when you think about laying aside every weight, some of our weight is sin. That sin that so easily beset us. That sin that causes us to do this, that, or the other.
Somebody let somebody know that there comes a time in your life that you got to get your mind focused and you got to get your eyes on Jesus. I got my eyes on the prize and I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Press toward the mark. The Bible said, forget those things that happened last month. Forget those things that happened back in June and July. But as I approach this year, the coming of the end of the year, I just want to take the time out to tell the Lord, thank you and help me get ready, for I'm going to press my way. Anybody want to run with me? I don't want to run by myself, but I got my mind made up and I got heaven on my mind. I see my God watching over me right now. Said, oh, John, you're not all by yourself. Because every time you get weak, I renew your strength. I came by your bedside. I touched your feeble body. I got you up one more time. And for that this morning, I stopped by to tell the Lord, thank you. I want to thank him for another day's journey. I want to thank him for that baby Jesus Christ. I want to thank him for he is my offer. He the finisher of my faith. I got my shoes on. And I'm running up the King's Highway. And the closer I get, Brother Pete, stumbling blocks get in the way. But I step on my stumbling block. That devil don't want me to have joy. But when I think about Jesus, who despised the cross and gave his life for my sin, I can't help but say thank you. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for another day's journey. We are making preparations, and I'm surrounded by witnesses this morning. This woman loves God. This man loves God. That woman loves God. And since they're around me, I want to let them know that our love, we're bound together. We ought to walk together. We ought to talk together. We ought to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Lay aside every weight and whatever it is, every stumbling block that between you and your God. When you make preparations for your press, the press is on. I press toward the mark, and that mark is Jesus Christ the Lord. And I want to hear him say, as he sat there at the right hand of God, I want to hear him say, welcome, thy good and faithful servant. But how is he going to welcome us if we continue to sit there and do nothing? Don't you know when you prepare yourself for this press, it means that every day is not going to be a sunny day. Some days you're going to feel down. Some days your body is going to be weak. But always remember that where you are weak, he will make you strong. Don't you know I found out that as long as I trust God, everything is going to come together and it's going to be all right. Because I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm going to press toward that mark. And the essence of what Paul was trying to get us to understand this morning, so many times we boast about what we've done and where we are. Some of us like to get up and testify about how holy and sanctified and I'm on fire for the Lord. You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to tell nobody. All you got to do is live like somebody. If you that holy, then somebody going to see Jesus in you. I don't have to wear on my chest that I'm saved. Because even in being saved, I fall. Even in being saved, I'm not perfect. And you know, the question came this morning. Will a man lay down his life for his friend? Will he? Off of the top of your head, most of you would say no. But I tried to explain to a young man this morning that we serve a God
that has so much love and so much power to where when you are in a situation, if you allow God to step in, God can change your way of thinking from your human mind to a spiritual mind. And then you forget about self. Do we not sing, if I die, let me die? So if we don't have a problem in dying, we can't say, well, I'll die if it's my time, but I'm not going to die for her time. But that's what we are saying. But look at Jesus. Jesus went to the cross, the worst type of death that could be experienced. And he died that shameful death on the cross. The scripture just said he endured the cross, despising the shame. He did that for you, for me, and for us that are holier than thou, and we look down our spiritual noses at other folk. Let me tell you something. It does not matter what your sin is or what my sin is. If you are a liar and a drunk, and I'm a crackhead and a homemonger, all of it is sin. So now, you gonna love the drunk more than you do the crackhead? That's your business. All is unrighteousness. But let me tell you something about Jesus. He died for the crackhead. He died for the prostitute. He died for that one you've been talking all that trash about that's walking up and down the street. You didn't die for him. He died for him. And if we would take on the mind of Christ, then instead of seeing a drunk or a wino or whatever you want to label him, you ought to see your sick brother walking down the street and pray, Lord, help my brother. The same way you helped me. I ain't been sober too long. We forget where we come from. As we make our preparations to go into a new year, if God's will that we make it, let us know that we're going to have to lay aside some things. Lay aside every weight. Everything that's keeping you away from being all that you can be for God, it's a weight. And it is so easily besetting you because our minds, we live on instant. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. But I've learned through the word of God. The Bible say, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm waiting on strength right now because I know where my strength comes from. It doesn't come from your time schedule, your agenda, or your timepiece on your arm. It comes from God. God wants to bless us. And as we journey through the last hours of a year, just in case you don't make it back tonight, God gonna be God all day. All day long, God gonna be God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And is nothing else that you can do. Begin to make some preparations for the press that is set before you. Paul said, I press toward the mark which personalized it. So can you say that this morning? That you are pressing toward that mark? If you're not equipped to run this race of life, remember that it's not given to the strong or to that that can move the swiftest. But the Bible says, to he that endureth unto the end. How many of you are willing to go all the way? Hallelujah, Jesus.